Well, I think the way to think about that is that, because I tend to be conservative and cautious, if you go from a transition period and then you go to something other than that, the wonderful opportunity to do that. Every country in my adult lifetime, we've seen in that transition period there's untidiness. And there's no question but that that's not anyone's choice. On the other hand, one can understand the pent-up feelings that may result from people who've had members of their family killed, and the coalition forces are doing that. Let me say one other thing. I picked up a newspaper today, and I couldn't believe it. I read eight headlines that talked about chaos, violence, unrest, and it just was henny-penny, the sky is falling, I've never seen anything like it. And here is a country that's being liberated. Here are people who are going from being repressed and held under the thumb of a vicious dictator, and they're free. And all this newspaper could do, with 8 or 10 headlines, they showed a man bleeding, a civilian who they claimed we had shot, one thing after another. It's just unbelievable how people can just get away. Chaos, violence, unrest.
To the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, and I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah.
And here is a country that's being liberated.
Do you? Don't you want me to make you?
Yeah.
Coming down fast, but don't let me break you.
Violence. Unrest.
You ain't no dancer.
One thing after another. Unbelievable.
Helter skelter.
Yeah.
It's
just
helter skelter.
Unbelievable. Violence.
Look at you.
Helter
skelter. To come in that fire. Yes, she is.
One thing after another.
Yes, she is.
Baby, baby, baby.